Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, May 10th. Happy Resurrection Day, and happy Mother's Day, especially to my mom, Judy Frady, my mother-in-law, Debbie Splon, and all the moms in the church. We are so grateful for you. Whether you are a biological mother or a spiritual mother, we thank the Lord for your presence and your encouragement. As is our rhythm, on Sundays we read the sermon passage together. And this Sunday we are looking at Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 32 through 40. This is a good passage reminding us of how great our God is, how unique the relationship between Israel and God was, and that because God has acted on our behalf, we should obey Him. The context here is Moses is preaching to the generation that is going into the Promised Land. So perhaps they're anywhere between, 1 and 40, and their parents have wandered around the desert and the wilderness for some time, and now they're getting a chance to enter into the Promised Land. But they may not have even remembered the Exodus event. They may not have witnessed it themselves. And so the act of reminding ourselves and those that come after us about the acts of God is highlighted here. Ask now about the former days, long before your time, from the day God created human beings on the earth. Ask from one end of the heavens to the other. Has anything so great as this ever happened? Or has anything like it ever been heard of? Have any other people heard the voice of God speaking out of fire as you have and lived? Has any God ever tried to take for himself one nation out of another, by testing, by signs and wonders, by war, by a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, or by great and awesome deeds, like all the things the Lord your God did for you in Egypt before your very eyes? Were you shown these things so that you might know that the Lord is God? Besides Him, there is no other. From heaven, He made you hear His voice to discipline you. On earth, He showed you His great fire, and you heard His words from out of the fire. Because He loved your ancestors and chose their descendants after them, He brought you out of Egypt by His presence and His great strength. He drove out before you nations greater and stronger than you, and to bring you into the land to give it to you for your inheritance, as it is today. Acknowledge and take to heart this day that the Lord is God in heaven above and on the earth below. There is no other. Keep His decrees and commands, which I am giving you today, so that it may go well with you and your children after you, and that you may live long in the land the Lord your God gives you for all time. What stuck out to you from this passage? For me, it was the words about who God is and how He leads His people. It says that He is strong and that His presence with the people was so unique. Also, I love how it says, He led them out with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Can you imagine with me God's mighty hand and outstretched arm? Now, this is Moses attributing a human feature to God who doesn't have a physical body. God is spirit. Now, He can take on the form of flesh, and we see that in Jesus, our Lord. But the image is there, helping us to remember that God is active and He's intervening and He is powerful, and He is faithful, and I can just imagine Him going down with that strong arm and defeating everything that comes in the path of the knuckles. I don't know about you, but I love that image. And I'm grateful today for a God who does work on behalf of His people. Notice at the end of the passage, what should we do in response? Well, we should obey, but we do so by remembering the God of creation, the God of the Exodus, the God who is present with us, the God who stretches out His arm and defeats our enemies and gives us the greatest inheritance, an inheritance that never fades through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And now let us go to Psalm 119, a beloved psalm, the namesake of this project. Psalm 119 reminds us of how important it is to hide God's word in our hearts and to delight in His decrees. Blessed are those whose ways are blameless, who walk according to the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep His statutes and seek Him with all their heart. They do no wrong, but follow His ways. You have laid down precepts that are to be fully obeyed. Oh, that my ways were steadfast in obeying your decrees. Then I would not be put to shame when I consider all your commands. I will praise you with an upright heart as I learn your righteous laws. I will obey your decrees. Do not utterly forsake me. How can a young person stay on the path of purity? By living according to your word. I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Praise be to you, Lord. Teach me your decrees. With my lips I recount all the laws that come from your mouth. I rejoice in following your statutes. As one rejoices in great riches, I meditate on your precepts and consider your ways. I delight in your decrees. I will not neglect your word. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together every day. What a great reminder from Psalm 119 that if we hide God's word in our heart, we will not sin against Him. On first reading, I was a little intimidated by the writer of the psalm. It seems as though he is perfectly righteous, loving God's word at all times, never making a mistake. But then if we read on, especially verse 67, this is a very long psalm, he says, "Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I obey your word." I think about my own story of redemption and how that is so true. Sometimes we believe that our way is the best way. And this psalm is teaching us, no, God's way is the only way to purity and a good life and long-lasting happiness. And sometimes we go down that road of destruction. And when we are afflicted, we realize we have made choices, done things that we thought would bring us a lot of joy, and they didn't. But serving God, obeying His commands, that is the path to real life. And so I think this psalm is displaying for us the life of recognition. God, your word is pure and lovely, and it leads me in level paths, and it teaches me the best way. And so, because I've learned from my affliction and from my sin, I want to always follow you. And so that is our prayer today, Lord, that we might delight in your decrees and not neglect your word. Will you pray with me? Oh Lord, open our lips, and our mouths shall declare your praise. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sin, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness. Therefore you are feared. Lord, we do confess to you the ways in which we have squandered our youth. We have made decisions that are against you. And we return again to your word, mindful of your forgiveness, your love most clearly displayed in Jesus, who welcomed the tax collectors and the sinners to repentance and to a life given over to you. Teach us to do your will, God. May your good spirit lead us in level paths. Help us to remember your resurrection power today, your mighty hand and your outstretched arm, by which you do great and awesome deeds. We pray all of this in the name of Jesus our Lord. Amen.